Clown. A buffoon or jester who entertains by jokes, antics, and tricks. Most, but not all, people enjoy a clown because it evokes laughter. Those who do not enjoy clowns see them as weird and threatening. I personally enjoy the clowns who work hard to make people laugh. I do not enjoy the clowns who deceive. Those who pretend to be something they are not and expect you to take them seriously. Such unfunny clowns have been with us a long time. They typically end up running for government offices. We've long made fun of those clowns and taken them with a grain of salt. Up until now, those clowns just pumped a lot of hot air and spent taxpayer money. But beginning with the Obama administration, the government suddenly turned to doing some very unfunny stuff. That unfunny stuff has not now morphed into out-and-out scary stuff. While we were asleep at the wheel, the Education Department of Government was brainwashing our youth to take clowns seriously. This has emboldened the clowns to believe their own jokes and believe what they say. No longer are the people the ones laughing. Now the clowns are laughing at us. We are deplorable and unqualified to plan our own lives. We're ignorant and so incompetent of governing ourselves. We need the elites to plan our future. So here we are with people that have never done anything except draw a government check, spend taxpayer money, and blow hot air at each other, clowns, usurping the power of the people and leading them into fear, chaos, poverty, and bondage. It's not funny anymore. The clowns must be rounded up and put in jail. Is everyone in government a clown? Well, they have the clown virus in them. It may not have taken over yet, but given enough time, it will. How can we identify the clowns? Well, they've made government a career. They have a superiority complex. They resent the Constitution. They're babblers who avoid absolute truth. They're annoyed by the rabble. But all the clowns are not in government. There are millions of clowns in the under 50 group who were created by the government education system. These clowns may be identified as follows. They have worthless college degrees. They do not have jobs. They live with their parents. They spend all their time on the internet. They have an entitlement attitude. So how are we going to get rid of the clowns? Accountability and responsibility. Holding the government clowns personally responsible for the damage they've done to our country. Throwing the enabled clowns out on the street and make them fend for themselves. Phase out all welfare support. Otherwise, the clowns will take over everything. And we will die. Maybe not laughing, but we will die nonetheless.